This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are all aware that Salat, which sometimes in our community we call as Namaz, but in the Quran Allah Ta'ala refers to it as Salat, is the foremost practical duty in Islam, the most pleasing to Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sahabi came and asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, which is the most pleasing deed to Allah? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salatu li waqtiha, to read Salat on its proper time. It is the most repeated injunction in the Holy Quran. Allah refers to it more than any other deed in the Holy Quran. It is the pillar of our deen. Inna salata imaduddin. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salat is the pillar of Islam. It is compulsory upon each and every believer, man and woman, rich and poor. Unlike, for example, zakat and hajj, which is only compulsory upon those who have the means. But salat is compulsory upon each and everyone. And therefore, my dear respected brothers, sometimes we talk about many aspects of our deen, we tend to forget the most important of all the deeds of Islam, which is salat. Salat, mere dosto, salat aur namaz Islam ka bunyadi juz aur sabse aham amal hai. Hamare deen mein is par sabse zyada zor diya gaya hai. Allah ke khushnudi ka sabse behtareen zariya aur iman aur kufr mein tafreeq karne wala. Har musalman mard aur aurat, ameer aur ghareeb par farz. Aisa nahi hai ke jaise zakat aur hajj to sirf ameeron par farz hai, lekin namaz sab par farz hai. Now let me start giving you some of the reasons why Salat is so emphasized in our Sharia. Iski kya hikmat hai? Ke Islam ne isko par itna zor diya hai. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasize Salat so much? Let us look at the wisdom. And we will find an amazing wisdom with regard to why Salat is so important. I'm going to count it inshallah. Some of the wisdoms we will count it. And you will count with me inshallah. If I'm wrong, you will correct me inshallah. So let us look at it. Firstly, iman jo hai, ye sabse aham juz hai. Iman is the most important thing. Right? Everyone knows that iman is the most important thing in a life of a Muslim. But iman is an abstract thing. It is something to do with the heart. You can't see iman. Iman is to do with the heart. Now, how does iman find its outward expression and manifestation? The best outward expression and manifestation of iman is salat. This is one of the wisdoms with regard to it. Ke iman andar dil ki cheez hai. Namaz aur salat uska izhar ka tarika hai. It is a manifestation of our iman. And this is not something that we can only say like that. There is Quranic evidence with regard to it. You see in the Quran, in the beginning of the second juz, the first page of the second juz, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Tahweel al-Qibla. How Allah Ta'ala changed the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas to Baytullah. For 16, 17 months, people were performing Salat in the direction of where? Masjid al-Aqsa. Now when Allah Ta'ala changed it to Masjid al-Haram, Kaaba and Baytullah, in the hearts of people, someone started saying, what happens to our namaz that we performed in the direction of Masjid al-Aqsa? Uska namaz ka kya hoga? Allah referred to it and Allah replied to it. What did Allah reply? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُذِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah will not allow your iman to go to waste. Iman ka kya matlab? What is the meaning of iman here? Salat. Allah will not allow your iman to go to waste, because iman, Allah Ta'ala ne iman ko zikr kiya hai Quran mein. Namaz نماز سے جو ہے نا اس کو نسبت کر کے. سو دا فرسٹ اٹ از دا میتھڈ آف ایکسپریشن آف آور ایمان. دا سیکنڈ ریزن اینڈ دا سیکنڈ وزڈم اٹ از اے مینس آف فورگیونس. یہ باعث مغفرت ہے. صلات از اے مینس آف سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. ون ڈے یو نو ہی کاٹ ہولڈ آف اے ٹری اینڈ اے برانچ آف اے ٹری. I remember one elderly person, one day I was giving bayan here and I spoke and I said he caught hold of the tree. So he said, Maulana, where is going to catch hold of the tree? Say he caught hold of the branch of the tree. He caught hold of the branch of the tree and he shook it and the leaves started falling. Patte ko jarna shuru kiya Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he started making that, the leaves started falling. And he asked, Salman asked the student, he said, won't you ask me why I'm doing this? Why are you doing this? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day did this. And when he was shaking the leaves of the tree, and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the leaves were falling, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ إِذَا تَوَدَّعَ فَعَسَنَ الْفُضُوءُ ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ الصَّلَاةُ الْخَمْسِ تَحَاتَتْ خَتَايَاهُ كَمَا تَحَاتَتْ هَذَا الْوَرَقُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That when a person reads, makes proper wuzu, reads five times namaz, and then he performs salat, his sins fall down from him the way the leaves are falling from the tree. جب پتے جانے شروع کیا تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے صحابہ کہا سکا جب آدمی صحیح طرح سے نماز پڑھے تو ان کے گناہوں ایسے ہی گر جاتا ہے جیسے یہ پتا گر رہا ہے. The third reason with regard to the hikmat and the benefits of salat is a means of purification. یہ مکمل پاکیزگی ہے. It is entire purification. It purifies our entire body, our soul, our spiritual self. And of course, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the famous example. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person after performing and doing his work, he makes and he takes a ghusl in five very clean streams of water. From the time of his work, he goes home and he passes five streams of water and he dips himself in that water. Pure, clean stream. اپنے گھر آتے وقت جو ہے نا وہ صاف پانی میں نہا لیتا ہے. تو ول دے بی اینی ڈرٹ اپون ہم آفٹر ہی کمز ہوم؟ صحابہ نے کہا نو دیر ول بی نو ڈرٹ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ اے پرسن ہو پرفارم فائیو ٹائمز ڈیلی صلات نو ڈرٹ ریمینز اپون ہم، نو اسپرچوئل ڈرٹ ریمینز اپون ہم. سو اٹ بیکمز دا مینس آف پیوریفیکیشن. تھرڈ ریزن وائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز میڈ مینشن آف دا بیوٹی آف صلات. فورتھ ریزن، the first thing to be questioned about on the day of qiyamah. Sabse pehle sawal qiyamah mein kiske bare mein hoga? Salat ke bare mein. Ye nahi hoga ki aapne duniya mein kya kamaya. Won't be what did you do with regard to dunya. Won't be with regard to what did you do with regard to other matters. Did you put up a home or not? Did you drive a Mercedes or not? Allah won't ask you. Awwal ma yuhasibu bihi al-'abdu yawm al-qiyamati as-salat. اذا صلح صلح سائر عملي واذا فسد فسد سائر عملي او كما قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said the first thing Allah will question you about on the day of judgment will be salat. If your salat is found to be correct, then inshallah all your other deeds are found to be correct. And if, for example, if your salat is found to be incorrect, then the very first all other amal will also be found to be incorrect. Jab salat se hi hoga to baki amal ke bare mein inshallah hoga, ho sakta hai ki ye bhi sahi hai, lekin salat hi mein agar fail hai to fir jo na aage jaakar kya kya amal ka kamyabi hai. If a person is taking a driver's license, right, and he starts off the first corner he comes, he knocks the car, the person who is taking, he said, what am I going to ask you with regard to parking? Go, you failed. The first bend you bumped the car. What am I going to ask you anything further? The first thing, if Allah Ta'ala is going to ask you about salat and that you fail, then what are you going to go further any with regard to any amal? The fourth reason why Islam has put so much of emphasis upon salat is the first thing Allah will question us on the day of Qiyamah. Right? Then, next one, what number? I'm asking you to what? What is the next number of the importance of it? Panchwa number. Fourth thing. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اذا حسبه امر فزع الى السماء او الى الصلاه او كما قال. That whenever our beloved نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had any difficulty, the first thing he did was go to salat. سب سے پہلے کسی بھی مشکل میں سب سے پہلے چیز نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلات پڑھتے تھے. The first thing he did, Anas ibn Malik رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, after the time of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, you know, one day there was a great wind in Islam, I mean in Medina, a lot of wind, a great storm, and the student of Anas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ came running to him to see what he does, and he asked Anas, was there situations like this in the time of Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم? Anas started crying. And he said, when Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's time, whenever there was a wind, whenever there was a storm, Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went first thing to the masjid. کوئی بھی مشکل ہو, بارش وغیرہ ہو, تو سب سے پہلے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مسجد میں جاتے تھے. ہم اگر ہوتے تو سب سے پہلے وہ ٹیک اے سیلفی اینڈ ویل ٹیک اے پکچر آف اٹ اینڈ ویل پٹ اٹ آن انسٹاگرام. دس از دا ریئلٹی. I just read last week, ya Allah, a woman complained that her children were wounded, and the first thing the person who did was to take a picture of it, didn't worry about helping the person. No? Can you imagine? We also in our time, the first thing we will do, what we will do? Put it on Instagram. Ya Allah, sabse pehle koi storm agar ho to go towards salat. Istarinu bi sabri wa salat. Allah Ta'ala says, whenever you are in any difficulty, seek Allah's help through the means of salat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever dark clouds came upon Medina, went to the masjid. Whenever there is any type of difficulty, you have any type of situation, first thing you resort to salat. And then of course we have the situation with regard to salatul hajat. Any time of difficulty, go and read 2 rakats namaz. And read that dua, La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem, subhanallah, rabbil arshil azim, as'aluka mujibati rahmatik. Learn that dua. Don't come and ask me now, ab jo hai na wo padhna shuru kar diya. Paiso ko yaad karo pehle. Dusre cheezon ke bare mein hum sab kuch pata hai. We know everything with regard to things. What is a dollar rate, we know. Dua ke bare mein, we don't know. Learn our duas, learn our salatul hajat. Then the sixth thing. Salat has an impact upon your entire life. Aapke salat ke bare mein pure jo hai na aapke kirdar ke upar hum faisla kar sakte hain. Through the means of salat we come to know the deendari of a person. Now it doesn't mean, I must be careful to make mention of it doesn't mean now you make salat you don't have to worry about other aspects of deen. Now that's another deception. That's another type of incomplete situation that we have. We read salat, well, because we are now known as namazi, salat, and very pious, then we use our salat as a deception, then to deceive other people. We take money from them and then we don't give them back. Yeh bhi ek ghalat tarika hai. This is also another different deception. But through the means of salat, when you read your salat, it is mentioned, it is a statement, I've seen it referred to as Ali radiallahu anhu. Very ajeeb statement. What an amazing statement. Yes, ko yaad rakho. Keep this in mind. Ali radiallahu ta'ala ke baare mein ye hai that he said that a sinning person will soon stop praying and stop reading namaz. And a praying person will soon stop sinning. Subhanallah. Jo guna karte rehte hai, to wo antarib namaz se bhi juda hoga. When a person continues sinning, he will stop praying. And when a person continues praying, he will stop sinning. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Nabi Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna salat will prevent you from fahsha. Fahsha means immorality and munkar means evil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, person wanted to buy one of 2 slaves. So he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, which of the 2 slaves must I buy? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Buy this one, I saw him reading namaz. Usko kharido, ye namaz par raha hai." You see how salat has an impact upon our entire characteristic. When a person performs salat, there is a certain, expectation that he will be good. Now don't take advantage of it, but this is something that we have made mention of. 6. Now the 7th thing, which is also a very important thing. نماز محبوب اور محب کے درمیان بات کرنے کے ایک ہی اور واحد ذریعہ ہے. صلات is a means of communicating with Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. یا اللہ, can you imagine? We like to communicate with our محبوب. محبوب in a true sense. No, don't even make it now and say, Maulana said you must go and communicate with your girlfriend. No, my communicate with your wife. Wife to کبھی بات کرتے نہیں. Before marriage, when you speak to your wife, Ji Jaan, Ji Mehboob, kya kehte ho, kya hukam hai, what you say, whatever you want, I will bring it to you. After marriage, when she phoned, what you say? You got no other work to phone me this time of the day. Koi kaam nahi aapka. But through the means, you know, there's a certain degree of love you have when you communicate with your beloved. I mean, obviously, they say that love makes time pass. When you're in love, how time goes quickly. You can sit with your newly married wife for 2-3 hours. So love makes time pass. And time makes love pass. After time, you don't have the same love. Love makes time pass. Time makes love pass. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that qasamtu salata bayni wa bayn abdi. What a beautiful hadith. Allah's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have distributed salat between me and my bondsman. Half is for me and half is for my bondsman. What it means, half is he praising me and other half he's asking from me and I'm giving it to him, inshallah. Qasamtu salata bayni wa bayn abdi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Hamadani Rabbin. Allah, Nabi Kareem says, Allah Ta'ala says, Hamadani. My bondsman has praised me. That is why it is mustahab that when you read your salat, you stop at every ayat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Stop. When you read Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Ta'ala says, Athna alayya abdi. Mere bande ne mere tarif ki. My bondsman has praised me. And then he said, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah Ta'ala says, Majjadani Rabbi. Subhanallah. My bondsman and my servant has given me a very great status. To hear salat is a means of communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last hikmat, let me make mention of. What an amazing thing. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Delvi Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great scholars, has written such an amazing thing with regard to salat. Salat, one of the beauties of salat. Salat ke ek anokha jo hai na wo very beautiful aspect with regard. You see, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, "Alam tara anna Allah yusabbihu lahu man fis samawati wal ardi wat tayru safat. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha." Each and everything in this world, they remember Allah, they glorify Allah, they have a mode of remembering Allah. Har ek cheez is dunya mein zarra zarra Allah Ta'ala ko yaad karta hai. Unka bhi ek salat ka tarika hai. To aap agar dekhe, unka ek salat ka ek hi tarika hai. So you, for example, you say, they've got a mode of salat. If you look at the tree, while it remembers Allah, stands straight. So the method of the salat of the tree is qiyam. Hamare salat aur hamare namaz mein qiyam hai. The four-legged animals, they are spread out. Their method of praying and glorifying Allah is making ruku. Huh? Subhanallah, hamare namaz mein ruku bhi hai. The hasharatul ard, the insects and the snakes, they are on the ground. They are as if they are making sijda. Their method of praising Allah and their mode of salat is sijda. Hamare namaz mein sijda bhi hai. The mountains, they are on their place. They are remembering Allah, their mode of salat is tashahud. Hamare salat mein tashahud bhi hai. So all the methods of salat, of all the creation of Allah, Allah is kept it in our salat. Ajeeb. So my dear respected brothers, we made mention of six? I can't even remember now. Aapne bhi eight kiya, mashallah. Eight beauties of salat. So brother, let me also say lastly, there isn't much time, I just want to make mention of one point. Why salat for males is what jamaat. It must never separate subject with regard to the importance of salat. Just ek do hadith suna kar jo hai main aapko wo chutti kar deta hu. Just one or two hadith with regard to it. One is, by make your wuzu from home and then come and read namaz, it is more rewarding. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajeeb hadith hai that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kharaja min bayti mutahharan ila salatin maktubah, فَأَجْرُهُ كَأَجْرِ الْحَاجِ الْمُحْرَمِ. That a person who reads his, make wuzu from home and then come and read his salat, it is like he is making hajj with umrah, hajj with ihram. Huh? And another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is like he is visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read your salat with jamaat. It is 27 times superior. Nowadays, my dear respected brothers, everyone is complaining about crime. Right? We all complain about crime. What an amazing hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla subh fi jama'atin fa huwa fi dhimmatillah." Whoever reads Fajr Salat wa Jama'at, he is in the protection of Allah. Jo Fajr ki namaz Jama'at ke saath ada kare, wo Allah Ta'ala ke zimme mein hai. He is in the protection of Allah. So my dear respected brothers, given the importance of namaz and given the importance of salat, let us all make a clear-cut resolution. Each and every one of us, why we will never leave namaz, inshallah. Lift up your hands, inshallah. Everyone, ham namaz nahi chhore, we are not going to leave namaz in any condition. Why we got time to do everything. No matter how busy you are, if you want to go to the bathroom, what you going to do? You're going to say, no, I can't go, I'm very busy. Uska time hai, salat ki time nahi hai. Bhai sab milkar aad kare, namaz nahi chorenge inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy inshallah. Subhanallah.